coming up on All Access.
Tom Brady showed some great poise in preseason.
What do you think?
At that moment, I mean, that was a...
You don't know anything, right?
You don't know anything. Yeah. You don't know what you don't even know. And I was very fortunate to be surrounded by, you know, great teammates that and a great defense that helped us that entire year.
15, 20, Danny Gallup to the 25, to the 30, left to the 35, 40, slipped off the head to the 45, 50. Amendola breaks another tackle to the 40 of Buffalo. Trying to outrun two Bills, but he can't do so.
It's crazy how they give you a couple days off, but you seem to find a way to miss football, and you come back ready to go and energized and ready to get to work.
Beating in the season opener after coming within a single step of the Super Bowl a year ago.
Yeah, his shoulder's bad, man.
Diving for a touchdown! Trouble and swung down by Cliff Avril.
You know, they bring it constantly. There's never a playoff. You just got to compete every play against this team.
The bye week is over. Bill Belichick's team is getting ready for one of their toughest tests to date this season. Welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. The Patriots will host the Seattle Seahawks in a rematch of Super Bowl 49 this Sunday night in prime time. Dan Roach reports that it's business as usual as the team gets back to work.
They have yet to play a game in the month of November. So come Sunday night, they'll be more than ready to go.
Sitting around last weekend, not having practice for a number of days, you get out there yesterday, like, man, it's been a while since I've, you know, run around and been in the pads and whatnot. So we'll be anxious come Sunday night.
And it's Intercepted!
Yes, a primetime date with the Seattle Seahawks is on tap for Sunday night. Team the Pats haven't seen since the unforgettable Super Bowl 49 win.
You know, sometimes when you play in those Super Bowls, you got 2 weeks to prepare. And I would say I watched probably more film that week than I've ever watched in my entire career. But you still have to go through that process this week.
There's been lots of turnover since Super Bowl 49 for the Patriots. In fact, only 25 players remain on the roster from that game.
The NFL is all about change. And it's funny, I'm sure everyone wants to talk about the Super Bowl and how much of a rematch and revenge for them, and there's just not that many guys on the team.
The Seahawks are 5-2-1, come in off a 31-25 home victory over Buffalo Monday night, and are dangerous on both sides of the ball as they feature the likes of Russell Wilson, Jimmy Graham, and Richard Sherman.
It's just a very good football game against, it's going to be two competitive teams that have won a lot and go into games ready and prepared to win.
Coach says, you know, if you love football, you know, Sunday night at 8:30 here at this stadium is going to be a great place for it.
Interesting stat to keep in mind for this week. The Seattle Seahawks have an active streak of 96 games where they've either led or been within a score in the fourth quarter. The last time they weren't, you have to go all the way back to September 18th, 2011 at Pittsburgh. Bottom line, should be a close game. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach after the bye. Coach, how was the bye?
It was pretty great. Yeah, it's great. Bye is always good. Gives you a chance to get refreshed a little bit, get caught up on some things that, you know, you shove in that drawer, and then when you open the drawer, you realize you piled a lot in there. But it's good, but good to be back. Good to get on to Seattle.
Get a good jump on Seattle?
Absolutely. Yeah, that gave us a few extra days last week and over the weekend. You know, to get going on them again, a team that, yeah, we played them, but it's been 2 years, team that we don't really play very often. So the extra work on them has been very helpful.
I know they're a physical team, and we'll get to Seattle, but I mean, I've talked to you about how the league has changed over the years, and we talk about rest and important to get rest during the bye week. And as you get into the later parts of the season, how important is rest, and how have you learned how to juggle that rest and, you know, give it to the guys when they need it?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the most underrated parts of training is, you know, the rest and recovery. It's always, you know, kind of go, 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 do more. But kind of as I've learned more about, you know, training and you know, the physical body and recovery and so forth, you know, the more important sleep and rest really is. And we try to do a number of things to help that. But, I mean, there's no substitute for sleep. And so hopefully we've been able to catch up on that a little bit. But, you know, now it's time to get back and go and, you know, be ready for the Seahawks on Sunday.
You mentioned earlier a unique opportunity. You play a team like Buffalo, and it's the second time you played them. You understand your divisional opponent, and, you know, they're kind of built a little bit like Seattle, tough mm-hmm. team. And you got a chance to sit back and watch them play on Monday Night Football. How interesting was that for you from here? We just got off Buffalo. Here they are. They're on the road, and we got Seattle coming in.
Yeah, very interesting. I think offensively both teams have some similarities in their style of play with the, you know, fast backs and scrambling quarterbacks and athletic quarterbacks, that type of thing. So, you know, that was kind of interesting. You know, Seattle, of course, is very disciplined, very good at what they do. And as usual, they do it well defensively. Once again, they're right at the top of the league in scoring defense, as they have been for the last 4 years. So, you know, nobody's more consistent than Seattle, game in, game out, week in, week out, year in, year out. Every quarter, you know, they bring it constantly. There's never a playoff. You just got to compete every play against this team.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will return later in the show, but first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Bob's down the left side.
We take an entertaining look back at a very eventful first half of the season.
For a touchdown.
Choosing to be introduced as a team.
And later, we relive some of the most important moments from the magical 2001 season with quarterback Tom Brady.
You know, you look back at all those highlights and you look at all the guys on the roster and everybody made plays at certain times.
You're watching Patriots All Access, and I do too.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by Geico. A 7-1 start has the Patriots in excellent position to begin the second half. Before we turn the page forward, let's take a look back at some of the memorable moments from the first half of the season.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Two teams meeting in the season opener after coming within a single step of the Super Bowl a year ago.
Everybody in the world watch it!
Let's go! Boston down the left side. Has it in the pen. Goodbye!
Atta boy, Jimmy!
Release, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Go get some points now, huh? Go get some points.
Go!
Bob Ford driving the pile to the end zone!
Atta boy, Josh McDaniels!
Cardinals down two. The kick airborne to the upright. That kick is
hooked.
No good.
He hooked it left. Red ice and Billy Boy.
Jimmy Garoppolo in his first career start. A thrilling win over the Cardinals.
Garoppolo is hurt, man.
He has just dropped to his right knee.
They shoved the shoulder into the... Yeah, his shoulder's bad, man.
Jacoby Brissett has to get loose.
This is when you're supposed to play your best football when it counts most.
Tonight, Jacoby Brissett, the rookie from North Carolina State, is about to become the second starting quarterback in the last 3 weeks due to the injury of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Beautiful night to play.
Yeah, one of the better ones we've had here, isn't it?
The ball well to the receivers. He'll be fine, I think. He'll
yeah.
Into it.
Yeah, he will.
He's going to run. Diving for a touchdown!
That's 3-0 after you took their quarterback away. And it still doesn't matter.
We got another one.
Where is he?
Oh, baby.
It is a beautiful, breezy Sunday here in Cleveland, Ohio.
The quarterback is Tom Brady.
Walking in, literally. No! Touchdown, Bennett! His second of the day from Tom Brady. But for the pylon, reaching for a touchdown.
Turn around quick.
Turn around quick, boy.
It's coming.
Turn around.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, hey.
You got it, fellas. Way to go, Nate. Way to go, 7-7.
Brady steps up, throws down the right side for Gronk, makes the catch, Gronk to the 10, Gronk to the record book, touchdown 69 for Ryan Gronkowski.
Congratulations on your record, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
I just want to say, though, I could never do it without you guys, man. You guys push me a lot. You guys helped me out to get to where I am. Appreciate it.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Joining me now is Patriot wide receiver Danny Amendola. And first of all, coming off the bye week, how was your bye week and what did you do?
It was good. Resting. Just got my legs back. Went to New York for a couple days, relaxed, and now I'm back. So
that makes a big difference, having that bye week right in the middle of the season.
It's crazy how they give you a couple days off, but you seem to find a way to miss football. And you come back ready to go and energized and ready to get to work.
Talk about how your year is going for you, because your snaps have been down, but your production has been up. You've done very well on the football field.
Appreciate that. Just trying to do whatever I can for the team to help the team win. You know, everybody has a role in this team, whether it be on offense, defense, or special teams. So I just try to find a role, try to expand my role, and be ready to play when my number's called.
Well, your number's been called, I'll tell you that. And the kickoff return against Buffalo, let's go back to that. And do you like returning kicks like that?
I love it. That specific return, just everybody blocked them up. You know, we had a good scheme, a good plan. We executed and you know, we made some yards, got into scoring position, and scored a couple plays later, so it was fun.
And a play like that can definitely spark a team, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's an exciting play. It's an exchange of a lot of yards, you know, exchange of the ball, so it's an explosive play. So, you know, it's fun for me personally, and it can ignite the team. So
when you go back and look at that, what do you look at? Obviously the moves, the blocks that you make, but do you look at, man, I came so close to taking it the distance?
Yeah. At the time you're running, you don't really see everybody else around you until you watch film. But, you know, the guys did a good job of blocking everybody, and, you know, we got 70-something yards. So it was good, man. Our ultimate goal is to score, so we're not happy until we score.
This game against Seattle coming up, not going to be a picnic. We all know that. Does a game like this remind you of the last time you played them, Super Bowl 49?
They're a great team. You know, they play hard. They're coached well. They got a great organization. So, you know, we got to prepare well. We have some familiarity with the last time we played them. So they have some of the same guys and some of the same roles, playing some of the same defenses. So we can use that game and then build off that. It's a great opportunity for us to go out and beat a good team. So we're excited.
One last thing. Are you amazed at age 39, Brady's getting better?
He's getting better, man. He's in great shape. He's always beating his personal records in the offseason. So he continues to improve every year, and it's fun to play with.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Good luck to you this weekend.
Thanks, bud.
Danny Amendola, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
We'll be right back.
Congratulations to Coach Derek Almeida and the Falmouth High School football team. Thanks to the Clippers' impressive win over Milton last week, Almeida has been named as the Patriots High School Coach of the Week. Falmouth is now a perfect 9-0 on the year and champions of the Atlantic Coast League for the first time in 20 years. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will award $1,000 to the Falmouth football program in the name of head coach Derek Almeida.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick returns. We talk about Seattle. Is there a consistency to the way they do things? Not to compare yourself to them, but you understand how important success is, the way you build it. You know, the lower free agents that they have, the tough type of guys they surround themselves with, and then you incorporate some free agents. Pete's been there for a while. He surrounds himself with pretty good people.
Very good. You know, I think they have a good disciplined program for how they want to build the team and how they want to play. They follow that. They stick with it. They, make decisions that are, within the, boundaries that they seem to have set, and they're very disciplined to do it. We've learned an awful lot from watching the way that the Seahawks do things, watching the way that team has been, constructed both on and off the field. Our schemes are a lot different from theirs, so it's not really about scheme, I'd say, but it's more about, roster management, player development, and, just overall philosophical philosophy of putting a team together.
Hard to believe it's 20 months since the big game, and a lot of guys are still in place for them as they are for you. But sort of a two-part question here. How have they changed with the addition of a guy like Jimmy Graham and also with the subtraction of a guy like Marshawn Lynch? Two big important parts of their offense.
Well, I think, their backs are good. Rawls has been out, but Michaels is an excellent back. He's got great speed to the outside. He's made a lot of big plays for him. Jimmy Graham just adds another dimension to an already explosive offense with a good running game, a very good quarterback, and very good skilled receivers. So just another hard guy to defend out there on the field. He's got great hands, great athleticism, very good in the red area and on the goal line. So he's a tough matchup.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket. Twitter question of the week comes from Nicole in Rockport. This Friday is Veterans Day, and you being a coach and a teacher, I'm sure you'll take a minute or two to teach your team or talk to them about the importance of what that day actually means. Fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll definitely we'll address that. And, Veterans Day and the recognition of the people who have, fought for our freedom and enable us to do what we do, to play the game and coach the game that we love and, have the lifestyle that we have. Certainly we have the utmost respect and appreciation for what so many others have done to make our lives better. So Veterans Day is an important day in the lives of all Americans.
Great answer for our country. And if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag at AskBB. Bellastrader, they do everything pretty good, right?
Offense. Yeah. Well, we're going to see a lot of, a lot of good football players playing very hard. It's a very aggressive, tough physical team.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Coach will return later in the show with the Bellastrader. But first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Tom Brady's in the game. Showed some great poise in preseason.
I was flying by the seat of my pants. I don't think I ever had time to sit back and think about, wow, this is happening.
The things they do is turn the ball over. That's
and
really
later,
where it starts.
Coach Belichick previews Sunday's heavyweight battle with the Seattle Seahawks on the Bellastrader.
That's why they're so good on defense. They've led the league in defensive scoring for the last 4 years.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette One Pro Glide Refill, up to 1 month of comfortable shaves. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Line up right here against this little wall, please.
Footwear fanatics, have we got news for you?
Patriots Air Forces, the third release that they've done so far with Nike.
This is, you're not going to get this again. This is definitely one of the ones.
Backed by popular demand, the third edition of the Nike Air Force One Ultra Force worn by Patriots owner Robert Kraft is on sale now.
New shoes!
I enjoy wearing sneakers every day, and I guess there are a lot of people that do.
All proceeds from the sale of the shoe go to benefit the Boys and Girls Clubs of Boston.
They're awesome. It's nice to see the passion our fans have to support the team any way they can, and we're very blessed.
Thank you so much.
We are all... Let's go back to Paul Bryant. It is good!
And Paul Bryant is up by Tyrone Paul Brady, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, celebrating the 15-year anniversary of the 2001 Super Bowl. And who better to talk about that 2001 Super Bowl than the guy that pulled the trigger on a lot of those throws? Okay, let's start with 0-2. Drew goes down. You're jogging on the field at that time. What's going on in your head?
Tom Brady's in the game. Showed some great poise in preseason.
What are you thinking?
At that moment, I mean, that was a...
You don't know anything, right?
You don't know anything. Yeah. You don't know what you don't even know. And... I was very fortunate to be surrounded by, you know, great teammates that and a great defense that helped us that entire year. And it was a magical team. It was a magical run. And we made some plays offensively that we needed to, and our defense certainly did. But it was an incredible year.
Was there a point that year where you kind of stepped back and said, you know what, we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay here.
I was flying by the seat of my pants. I don't think I ever had time to sit back and think about, like, wow, you know, this is happening. I felt like, you know, I wanted to work hard, and I always tried to put myself in a position where if I got an opportunity that I could obviously help the team win. And nobody wanted to see Drew get hurt, and he took an incredible blow. I mean, I was standing right there.
Bledsoe deep drop, steps up, now rolls to the right. Now he's going to have to run at the 20, 25, 30, oh!
You know, he was such a tough guy. That was one thing I learned from him. You know, one of the many things that I learned from him was his toughness. And, you know, I wanted to go out there and I wanted to play well. And, you know, our team got on a roll. We lost a couple of those games early and then, you know, got on a roll. And, you know, I think everyone knows what happened after that.
Yeah. And speaking of getting hurt, AFC Championship game. Yeah. You, in turn, get hurt.
Stands in the pocket, pulls the trigger complete, and a first down bullet delivered by Tom Brady, and he's injured.
He's down.
What are you thinking? Like, are you kidding me? Because you're on a short week.
Yeah.
With 9/11, and you know the Super Bowl's only 1 week away.
Yeah. Sprained my ankle in that game, and then, you know, Drew came in, led us to victory over the Steelers, and then went down to New Orleans on that short week, and, you know, just kind of got the ankle right and went out there, and thank God Adam made the kick.
Yeah, you see some of this stuff behind us, and I don't think you realize it at the time going back to that actual game in the Super Bowl. You guys are introduced as a team.
Choosing to be introduced as a team, the New England Patriots.
Well, how much has that impacted here you are this many years later into it?
That's what it's always been about for us, and that's what it's always been about since Coach Belichick came here, that, you know, you do your job. You do what's best for the team, you know, and that's a challenging thing in pro sports because you got a lot of family, you got a lot of friends, you got a lot of media that's always trying to make it about you as an individual. And when you do step back and realize you can't accomplish anything in this sport without your teammates or your coaches, and that's where, you know, the sweet spot for our team is. And
yeah, that's pretty cool, though. 15 years, that's a heck of an accomplishment. You're, in essence, a rookie. I think you had 17 unrestricted free agents. That was a special team.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, you look back at all those highlights, and you look at all the guys on the roster, and everybody made plays at certain times. You know, it was like, wow, I remember, you know, this play from that player.
Wiggy,
I mean, had some huge games. Yeah. You know, the Snowball was, you know, probably the best game of his career.
Snow Angels, Lonnie Paxton.
And Adam making the kicks. And, you know, Chief Patton making, you know, the touchdown in Pittsburgh. Troy, you know, catching bombs. You know, it was incredible. I mean, what Troy was, I mean, he was Kevin Falk and J.R. Redmond and, I mean, Antoine Harris and, I mean, all those guys, it's pretty magical.
All right, man. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for elaborating on 2001.
Thanks, though.
All right, there you go. More Patriots All Access right back.
We're on to Cincinnati.
And the Patriots thrash Cincinnati by a 43-17 final. Super Bowl 49 is underway. Tom Churchill looks up, throws for Edelman, touchdown, Patriots! They're back in the lead in Super Bowl 49! Here's down the right side, he's got Kirsch, and the ball is knocked incomplete. Good play again by Malcolm Butler, and Kirsch catches, he caught it on the carry! Unreal! Seattle huddling up, down four, but on the verge of the lead. Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler stepped in front of the throw.
Oh, my God. He did it, John.
We are all Patriots. And tonight, once again, the Patriots are world champions.
Hey, time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. Nice little touch right there. Super Bowl 49.
Brings you back.
Reliving the memories.
Yeah, it makes you feel good.
Speaking of memories, Marshawn Lynch was a tailback for the Seattle Seahawks.
He was. So
he's not here anymore.
No, and that physical mentality that the Seahawks had last time they played, it's not there anymore.
In their
face. So not really running it very well, but they do have complimentary plays off it. One is the boot and the naked with especially their tight end, Jimmy Graham.
I'll be the healthy Russ Wilson. Yes. You'll be Jimmy Graham. Hey, depending upon whether it's Luke Wilson, whether it's him, the ability to go down, flex him off. Here's Russ, depending on what back's in the game. It's the deep stretch fake.
Yeah, so as a tight end, hopefully these plays work. So I'm going to run my backside cutoff, and then I'm just going to run an easy bootleg and let the healthy Russell Wilson give it to me. Hopefully that's a big play. So the important players this week are going to be Jamal Sheard, Chris Long, and their ability to recognize the difference between run play and a run play action play, which would be a boot or a naked.
So I'll be Chris Long, I'll be Ninkovich, I'll be the outside guy. Here's Jimmy Graham or Luke Wilson. And the big thing for Darren Bevell, he's got to fabricate a running game, and that is through the pass. So with Long, with Ninkovich, if he's coming down in, I can't get sucked in and overcompensate for going to
that's
the run
easy.
Because that's where Jimmy Graham, a finesse tight end, has got me.
So the right way.
So it's about reading your keys. He goes down. I'm stepping, but I'm also middling.
And
so what am I doing?
And then as soon as I try to pivot and come back,
boom,
I got nowhere to go. I got nowhere to go, and that's the ultimate key to stopping that play-action pass.
You played in Seattle, didn't
you? I did, when they sucked.
They do this thing. They go, Seahawks! Seahawks!
The Opponent News is brought to you by GEICO.
On Monday, the Seattle Seahawks notched a home victory over the Buffalo Bills, and that's their fifth win on the season. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Sosi, and we're here with your opponent spotlight. Now, Bob, on a short week, the Seahawks bring with them, like the guys in Turf mentioned, not only Russell Wilson, but also tight end Jimmy Graham, who put up two touchdowns on Buffalo on Monday.
And two spectacular touchdowns. One had a catch, in essence, with a defender draped all over him on one of those plays being interfered with. Patriots didn't face Jimmy Graham with the Seahawks in Super Bowl 49. He's an addition since that game. But they saw him here in 2013 as a New Orleans Saint during one of his three Pro Bowl seasons for the Saints, and Aqib Talib did a great job defending it. But Graham has evolved as a player. He's used now more in line by the Seahawks. He's become a better blocker, but also in a blocking position will run routes on play-action passes. Very dangerous guy. He can go up and get it. 6'7", great vertical leap, former college basketball player, brings many of the same kind of skills as Rob Gronkowski and Martellus Bennett to that Seahawks offense.
How does the Patriots' offensive line protect Tom Brady?
Well, they've got their work cut out for them. And with Seattle, it doesn't get too exotic. It's really matchups man-to-man. And in the case of Averill, here's the guy who, like you said, has the 9 sacks, closing in on a career-high 11. He's had 24 strip sacks during his career as a Seahawk. And the Seahawks force a lot of turnovers. So it's Averill bringing pressure up front. And then from the second wave of defenders, you got guys like Bobby Wagner and K.J. Wright. Wagner, a guy who leads the team in tackles, led the team with 12 tackles in Super Bowl 49 and had an interception in that game. But it all starts up front with a pass rush. Again, not getting too exotic in terms of blitzes, but just beating their men mano a mano.
And Bob, Bill Belichick has said that he's been looking at Super Bowl 49 in his preparation for this game. We got Coach in studio with Scott Zolak. You figure it's time for the Belistrator?
Time for the Belistrator, and a lot to cover when it comes to the Seahawks.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator. It's nice to talk about plays coming off the bye, Coach. Seems like we haven't had football for 5 weeks. Seattle, there's a lot of good things here. Obviously, on defense, let's start with them.
Well, one of the best things they do is turn the ball over. That's really where it starts. And Here's Sherman. Sherman usually plays down here on the offensive right. In this case, he's matched up on the offensive left up against Brandon Marshall. So they'll match him up from time to time. I think, you know, this is what makes him great. And, you know, since he's come into the league, he's had more interceptions than any other player. Good instincts, good hands, good ball skills, long, has a good reach. Just does an excellent job of not only covering his guy, but turning the ball over. He's an interceptor.
I remember talking to you about these guys. I mean, it's just difficult to go vertical on him and push things down the field.
It is. You know, and Thomas does a great job in, at the free safety position of having good range, good instincts, does an excellent job of reading the quarterback. See here, he never really backs up on this play. Recognizes the quick drop, short throw, breaks on the slant. And again, this is the kind of thing that they do a great job of taking advantage of. A drop ball, a tip pass, not securing the ball with the runner, getting it stripped, those kind of things. Just turning the ball over. We got to do a good job of taking care of the ball this week. This is going to be critical for us.
All right, moving on here. Looks like I think you got an edge guy coming.
Right, well, you know, they've really gotten a lot of production here out of Averill. I mean, he's having a big year for him. It's kind of, you know, like we saw when they had Irvin and those guys out there on the edge. These ends really get off the ball fast. They're up the field. You know, we've got to do a great job of protecting the quarterback and, you know, making sure that we're able to take care of the ball in the pocket. They have an excellent pass rush and as well as a good coverage unit, so that's why they're so good on defense. They've led the league in defensive scoring for the last 4 years. So here's Averill coming around the edge. In this case, the Cardinals have a tight end, Gresham on them. And that's not really the answer.
Yeah. That's probably not good. It's probably good not to have Bennett, right? Because you have him and Martellus chirping at each other all week, and you have to deal with that. So take that out of the equation. All right, offensively.
Right. Well, you know, Baldwin's an excellent player for him. He's a good third down player. Good on third down conversions. Here he is, you know, taking a short pass. And this is one of the many things he does well. He's got great hands, but good ability to run after the catch, break a tackle, you know, turn a short play here into a, you know, 25-yard run. So it's not just the deep ball. It's not just the short balls, but it's the tackling, getting them on the ground, and finishing the play.
He's a lot like Steve Smith, right? Kind of that gamer and just yeah. Balls all day.
Yep, good balance, good toughness. Lockett's another guy, you know, excellent receiver and a good kick returner. Here he is. Again, if he gets it, he's bringing it out. He's not looking for touchbacks. So 8-9 yards deep in the end zone. Here he comes. Seahawks are very good on special teams. So here they do a good job of double teaming the 4 and the 5. Here's the kick out on the 2 and the 3. And come back over and get the 1 late from the backside. And here Lockett hits it, and it's all over.
Yeah, you know how much of a nightmare that is. You remember what it was like with Danny Amendola up in Buffalo and how quick you guys can flip the script that way.
Yeah, and again, whether it's punts or kickoffs or offensively, you know, this is a very, very dangerous player, very explosive group of receivers. Here it is a couple weeks ago against the 49ers. This is Lockett on the punt returns. And, you know, again, we saw in the kickoff return how he'll just go ahead and hit it vertically, which he's good at that, but he also has the speed, to get to the edge, to get the ball outside. And if he sees space, then he can just explode through it. And again, turns this into another big play. So really a very explosive team in all three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams. Every play is a tough play. We got to be really alert and be on top of our game for 60 minutes.
All right, prime time, Sunday Night Football. Good luck against Seattle, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, there's your Bell Schrader. More Patriots All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Earlier this week, a Patriots visit to Boston Children's Hospital was just what the doctor ordered.
Well, I got my brother here, who I grew up with. Whenever we had injuries, we had each other. We had someone there to always put a smile on our faces growing up as kids. So it'd be great to see, to come back and see these kids down and put a smile on their faces.
But you can show all your friends when you go back to school
Rob Gronkowski dressed up for a pajama party, spending some quality time with those who enjoyed a much-needed respite from their struggles.
Man, let's go. Let's beat the Seahawks this Sunday. Just hearing that from them, just seeing them down and out with their family and just seeing them smile and getting that inspiration from them definitely makes you want to go out there and go out, work hard, and keep doing it.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for our panel discussion in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Paul, good to have you back.
Thank you for having me back.
It's good. Missed you last week.
Yeah, we did miss you.
I know I was missed. I know
Andy
the rain
was a little taller. Like I was like looking
Andy's
up.
He's not taller than me. Stop.
Like bigger, you know? It's been in the weight room a little more.
All right.
The Raiders took a hit without me. I know.
Here's how we're starting this. The bye week. Did it come in at a good time? Because the Patriots going into the bye week had tremendous momentum. Now they're coming out of the bye week. Do they still have that tremendous momentum?
Yeah, we'll see if they can pick it up. And I understand your point, but I do think it came at a good time because I think any time it's roughly in the middle, that's a long way to go. And you go back to the start of training camp and back at the end of July. These guys have really been going at it pretty good right now for the better part of, 3 months. So I do think it came at a good time. I think the team is pretty healthy. I think potentially they could get a little bit healthier, you know, depending on Deion Lewis and when he gets back into the equation. But absolutely, I think it came at a good time.
Yeah, and I think it's important to hear the player's perspective on this, Steve, because we look at it from that momentum, you know, their role. Right. Tom Brady only played 4 games. He probably could have kept going. But most of the players in that locker room felt like it was the right time for it. And really, the idea that you can pick up from 1 week and sort of roll it into the next, yeah, I'm not sure how much I buy into that, you know. And so the players themselves talked about this was a good time for the bye.
Seattle comes in and they scare me a little bit. I got to be honest with you, because they got a quarterback that can make plays. He can extend plays, yep, and he can make plays. How the Patriots match up against Seattle?
Yeah, you know, I think it is a scary team because I do think what they scare me with, Steve, is their toughness, just overall toughness, that mental, physical. I even look at their playoff loss last year. They got absolutely blitzed out of the gate by Carolina on the road. They were down, I forget exactly, it was like 24-0 or whatever it was. The game was over, and they fought back, found a way to make that game interesting. They have a lot of the Patriots-like qualities in that regard to me, and that's what worries me about them. Matching up right now, just sort of man for man, I think they're a little bit undermanned. I think they're a little bit banged up, and I think the Patriots have a little bit of an edge in that department with 2 weeks off.
This is a tough spot for them, you know, playing Monday night at home in a physical game against Buffalo, and then have to travel across the country to come here to play another primetime game. But I echo everything Paul said about their toughness physically and mentally. How many teams in the NFL, if you look at all 32 teams, would you look at and say, that's a team you have to knock out if you're going to beat them? They're not going to beat themselves. Patriots, Seattle, maybe a few more on the list. And I think that's what stands out to me about the Seahawks.
Not to be negative, but with the Patriots looking so good the way they're looking right now, what could derail this football team?
You know, there's a couple of things. Physically, to me, it's always injuries, and we touched on it. They've been pretty healthy, and, you know, Mike talked about the break that some of those players got. A guy like Martellus Bennett, you know, who sort of, I thought, hobbled into the break, he probably is feeling a lot better right now. That ankle's probably a little bit better. Injuries can always derail you. Physically, what the position groups, offensive line is always going to be first and foremost in my mind, because I just saw that. My last example of getting knocked out of the playoffs, the offensive line was at the top of that list.
Both good things. I'll focus on the defense, Steve. Couple things that would concern me from a Patriots perspective. They have 9 takeaways on the season, which is very low compared to what we've seen in past years from them. And 2 of those takeaways, you might recall, came on special teams in week 3 against Houston. So this defense has only turned the ball over 7 times in the first 8 games of the season. That, to me, is a little bit uncharacteristic of a Patriots defense. If that number doesn't go up, I think it's fair to ask the question, can this defense, when they need it to, win the game for them in the clutch situation? Let's see how that unfolds.
One thing we did see how unfold was the President of the United States. And it's unbelievable that Bill Belichick, the head coach, and the quarterback were just right smack dab in the middle of all that. Does it surprise you at all?
Well, it's a Patriots world, Steve, so we might as well put him in the presidential election too, right?
It's unbelievable,
you know, we don't give the rest of the country enough reasons to not like us, I guess. Why it becomes such a big deal is a mystery to me.
Steve, I'll go big picture on this. You know, growing up in this region, you know, the Patriots weren't necessarily a huge deal when I was a kid. They weren't always on TV. Sometimes the games were blacked out, and now they are like the
bigger
signature team. And so I guess I'll go bigger, sort of look at it from that macro view and just say Belichick, Brady, Kraft, Patriots. I mean, it's like you're on the same level right now as the president-elect of the United States.
It's unbelievable.
Couldn't have imagined that, Steve, as a kid growing up.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Prediction time.
Yeah, I like the Patriots. And Mike mentioned a lot of the reasons why. I think this is a really difficult spot for the Seahawks. I think they'll show up because they're tough. I just don't think they're going to have a lot in the tank. I think the defense is a little bit banged up, and I think the Patriots will put enough, maybe 31-20 Patriots.
What interests me about this game, the Seahawks don't necessarily do a lot defensively. Right. They do what they do, but they do it well, so you have to earn it against them. Remember all those check down passes to Shane Vereen in the Super Bowl? Maybe James White? Hey, maybe Deion Lewis coming back. Still think it's going to be close. 23-16 Patriots.
All right. Super job as usual.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks, Steve.
Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.